Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Irene Oliver Lewis and David Chavez of the Las Cruces Arts and Cultural District Coordinating Council to bring awareness of the Mesquite District's unique history, culture, and businesses. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome. And how does the Mesquite District plan to celebrate the holidays?
Well, we have an event this Saturday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. in the Mesquite District, but we're localizing it to the original Camino Real, which is from Amador Avenue down Mesquite Street north to Spruce Avenue. So all of the Mesquite District is on Mesquite Street. Then we have some other areas that'll be on Campo. And then on Tornillo, we have 15 businesses that are involved in what we're calling the Mesquite District Fiesta. So if people don't know about the area, it's downtown in the original town site of Las Cruces, and now it's called the Mesquite District. So to help people know where it is, we're going to have signs on Amador, on Loman, on Campo, on Church. They're big signs that have Mexican flowers, and they'll have an arrow, and they'll say Mesquite District Fiesta, and they'll have an arrow. You follow that arrow, and that takes you to the whole street. On that street, different businesses will be doing a variety of things for the public, and David can tell you more of the specifics of what we have planned for the day.
So this will be the Mesquite District Business Association and the Mesquite Historic Preservation Society.
Well, some of the activities that will be held that day will be free shuttles to all the businesses. And also with that, we will be doing free historic tours of the Mesquite Historic District on horse-drawn carriage. And that is free to the public. And there will be a tour of San Jose Cemetery. I believe they meet at Klein Park at 1 o'clock.
Actually, at 12:45.
At 12:45, excuse me. And we will shuttle them to San Jose Cemetery for a historic tour of that location. There will be a mini car show. And one of the things for the Mesquite Historic Preservation Society, if a lot of you may remember, is that they used to do the Platicas series that was actually shown here at KRWG for about 3 years, and it was oral histories videotaped on historic figures of Las Cruces. So a lot of you may remember that organization.
And then the Mesquite District Business Association is a new organization of the businesses in the area, and they came together and they said, what can we do that's fun? And they came up with this whole idea of creating a fiesta and highlighting the businesses. Their future ideas include a lot of training for the different businesses so that you look at them as economic development. Because the businesses in the Mesquite District are a lot of ma-and-pop small businesses and artists that have live workspace. So they're all coming together to give you a difference of commerce and businesses in our community, all based in the historic area and part of the newly city designated arts and cultural district, which is actually from Main Street, or what people call downtown, and to then the Mesquite area. So we have a whole area now that is considered the arts and cultural district. So this event is part of different activities that are being created in the arts district.
And to a little point of interest, some of the businesses in the Mesquite Historic District have been there for, some of them, up to 80 years. We have a lot of businesses that have been there like over 50 years, like Nopalita's restaurant on Mesquite Street. But we have approximately almost 88 businesses in the Mesquite Historic District. So there's value, history, and a track record of having the community come and shop at our businesses in the Historic District.
And those businesses range from tattoos to leather shops, to car repair,
plumbing,
to restaurants, to galleries, to small. There's a brand new gallery that opened up in the district, a green space gallery. So coffee shops, bread and breakfast, Airbnbs, all these are so that it's interesting to bring community and people, guests who come in from out of town to the area.
And the Mesquite District Fiesta is going to be held on Saturday, December the 8th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. But there's another activity following that.
Yes, at Nopalito's Gallery from 4 to 8, there'll be two gentlemen, local artists in Las Cruces, John Dick Petty and Arno Puentes, will have their art show at the Nopalito's Galleria from 4 to 8. Last year, it was a phenomenal show for John Dick Petty. And just a point of reference, this young man has Parkinson's. And so a lot of the sales, there will be a percentage that goes to the Parkinson's research here in Las Cruces. So I hope a lot of you can attend.
And also, so that's the one gallery in the southern part of the district. And then in the northern part of the district, Unsettled Gallery, after the event, is also having an opening with Leslie Zare. And she will be showing her three-dimensional pottery. And it starts at 4 o'clock as well.
As well as the Doña Ana Arts Council. They're having something that day as well.
Yes, the Doña Ana Arts Council started a new series called 10 to 10. And it's several galleries and the university and Mesilla Park and Glenn Cutter Gallery. So all these areas are looking at events from 10 a.m. in the morning until 10 p.m. at night. And the Doña Ana Arts Council is going to have in their place in Mesilla, they're going to have a new art show. It will open at 4 o'clock as well.
The Mesquite District Business Association is on Facebook. And what about the Mesquite Historic Preservation Society?
They have a Facebook account also.
Well, I really appreciate you both for your dedication to the Las Cruces Arts and Cultural District, Irene Oliver Lewis and David Chavez. Thank you for coming down to Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.